The next stage now of the internet cancer is funny because people die. That's the title of Facebook pages that are causing outrage, but Facebook have told us that they refused to ban them. They've told us that the content does not violate Facebook policies. Cancer is funny because people die. Quite a few of you were contacting me on Twitter about this, on text, on email, and you were asking that something should be done about it. Believe it or not, somebody thought that that was a joke. There's a picture of Big Brother contestant Jade Goody on the page. She, of course, died of cancer. There's another picture of a mother telling a young girl she's going to have a slow and painful death. A mother telling a young girl this. And it's meant to be funny. Absolutely unbelievable. Last night, when we at the Nolan Show looked at this page, 3,800 people had liked the page, had endorsed the page, had said that they found it to be appropriate and liked it. Stephen's on the line. He's one of those who brought it to our attention. Morning to you, Stephen.
Hello, Stephen. How's you?
Words fail me, Stephen. What was your reaction when you saw this?
Shocked me, to be honest. It sickened me. Like, time was, I've rained the whole day, basically. I couldn't stop thinking about that wee picture of the wee girl and her mummy, you know? And I can't believe somebody would actually put that up there, you know?
How did you come across it?
I was just, you know, as you do, surfing through my Facebook on yesterday morning, and, you know, as you do, I'm sure yourself, going through your Twitter, this page came up as somebody put it up saying, please support this page, get rid of this page, get rid of this page. So I went on it, and first thing I seen was that picture, and I was like, this isn't for real, is it? And I reported it, and it just stuck with me all day, you know, and I thought to myself, what am I going to do? I have to do something about this. And I went onto your Twitter, and I sent a tweet to yourself to complain about it, and you just got back to me, and I appreciate that, because it's a very sick thing. So,
you know, we thought about doing this story on the programme because, of course, the Wasters who have put this up and have endorsed it, what they want is attention, and they're now getting it. But the reason that we've gone with this is that Facebook, when alerted to this, they refused to take it down. This is a major, this is, you know, one of the most iconic brands in the world that is essentially saying, they will not take that down. That's not so offensive. Doesn't violate their policies. Tell you what, if it doesn't violate their policies, what's that say about their policies?
At the end of the day, they have, I'm sure they have Facebook users who have cancer and stuff. And now, how's that protecting their users? They're putting that up, but they could see that there. I just happened to come across it, and I'm just a random guy. Like, anyone could come across that page, and if they come across that page, how's that going to make them feel? They're not protecting their users.
And of course, the internet is so dominant these days, has so much profile these days. You know, imagine the BBC, imagine this programme doing something like that. And the reason, you know, it's unimaginable, just simply, you know, it couldn't happen anywhere in the BBC. But the point that I'm trying to make is that Facebook often would have far more readers than, you know, a BBC programme. What's the difference? Why is this being allowed?
There's absolutely no difference at all. It's just, I just don't know what they're thinking. Like, how can their policies actually allow this? This is not protecting anybody. So you can basically go on there and you can write anything you want and no one can be held accountable for it. It's just an absolute joke,
okay? Facebook have told the Nolan Show, we take our statement of rights and responsibilities very seriously. We react quickly to remove reported content that violates our policies. In general, groups devoted to jokes, even disgusting and distasteful ones, do not violate our policies. So they're saying it's a joke and therefore it doesn't violate their policy, essentially. Jim Wells, the DUP MLA, Vice Chair of the Stormont Health Committee. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
You've been receiving complaints about this as well.
Absolutely, Stephen. I'm appalled at this Facebook site. I'm appalled that, A, it's up in the first place, but, B, you mentioned the fact that there are 3,800 people who have put it down as liking it. Well, I can tell you, Stephen, overnight another 600 people have registered as liking it. So not only is the site sick, there's also thousands of people out there who are actually supporting this nasty, evil site. And I make the point that if this was a newspaper or a TV company broadcasting this material, it would be stopped immediately. So why should Facebook be immune from the normal standards that we in the United Kingdom have? This has to be taken down. I mean, I'm absolutely appalled. If you dig a bit deeper into it, it gets even nastier than what you have outlined. And I suppose some of it you can't even state because you're a public service broadcaster.
I guess, Jim, that people like Facebook and others would point out how important it is, no matter how distasteful freedom of speech is, how important it is to protect freedom of speech, even if it does offend.
Yes, but Stephen, we do have boundaries of decency, which are well established, which preserve freedom of speech, don't curtail honest and open debate, but also protect those people who are vulnerable. The reality is, one in three of us at some stage in our life will suffer from cancer. There are many very vulnerable people out there who are going through the trauma of being diagnosed. The last thing they need to know is there are people out there who find this funny, who think it's a source of amusement, who actually seem to actually gloat over the pain and suffering of those who are going through this dreadful trauma. You know, we have to have boundaries. I know Facebook started out as a sort of a radical student site, but it's now a public limited company with shareholders that floated on the stock exchange a few months ago. They have a corporate responsibility to ensure that they don't cause undue offence to the community. And I would call upon me at this stage to stop this site. And also would say to the 600 million Facebook users out there, particularly the large numbers in the UK, register your protest with them. You can do that. It's quite simple. And say, this is unacceptable. This has to stop.
It'll be interesting just to see what kind of reaction we get this morning. Particularly, I can see on the computer here from people who have loved ones who have cancer. Padraig Reedy is the news editor of Index on Censorship. Morning to you, Padraig.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. What do you think? So you promote, you protect, you fight for freedom of expression, even in a case like this?
I'm afraid we have to. I mean, there's no doubt that this site is tasteless. But just come back to a couple of points that Jim and your caller made. This is not comparable to the BBC or a newspaper running
why?
These jokes because there would have to be, you know, if the BBC runs the thing that they would take, the commissioning process would be a very conscious decision and so on. This is user-generated content. It's a completely different type of platform, which means that people put stuff up and then if there's requests, then Facebook will react to that. Now, do we really want Facebook to endlessly edit everything we put up? First of all, it's just impractical. There are millions and millions of users putting up all sorts of content every day. You know, is Facebook going to edit every single piece of that information before it goes up? And
no, but when something is brought to their attention, hold on a second, yes. Patrick. Obviously, if child pornography was brought to their attention, they would take it down. They have the means to take it down.
Illegal.
Well, but if something was grotesquely offensive, and this is, isn't it?
It's offensive, certainly. But again, you know, you look at Facebook, and I agree with Facebook. These are jokes. Now, they're not very pleasant jokes, not very funny jokes for the most part either. But they are jokes. And if we're going to say that no jokes, we won't allow any offensive jokes, then where do we... humor kind of dies. For an example, Stephen, I'm sure a lot of people would have thought that the Troubles were no laughing matter at all. But for years, the BBC ran the Hole in the Wall Gang shows, which made fun of sectarianism, made fun of violence. And actually, in the end, it was a useful thing for the country. I think, you know, to be able to laugh at these things. People have dark sense of humour, and, you know, things have to...
Stephen.
That helps us sometimes.
Go ahead. Who's standing in there?
Stephen again.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Just to tell you, man.
Speak directly to Padraig.
Hello, Padraig.
Morning.
Hello. You're saying that it's okay, or not okay, but you're saying that the sectarianism thing and the jokes and all that crack, at the end of the day, there's pictures of people's faces on this site. Mm. There's a picture of a child that has no hair talking to her mother with these captions of, am I going to get better, mommy? No, you're going to die a slow, painful death.
Yeah.
And that is not protecting that child who quite clearly has cancer.
I'm not doubting that it's offensive, but I think if we're going to engage in censorship, we need to be very, very, very careful of censoring things merely on the grounds of taste.
What about child protection? That is a child that is on that page.
So, Padraig, just to be clear, you agree with Facebook. You think this site should remain, do you?
I think, well, if you look at it, I think that within Facebook's regulations, it stands, and I think certainly that there must be room made for offensive jokes.
But if you were making the decision, would you leave that side up or bring it down?
I would, personally. I would leave it up, yes.
Cancer is funny because people die. You would leave it up?
Yeah, I think we have to be able to laugh things. You know, are you saying no one's ever made a joke about it on this before? Of course we joke.
Jim Wells?
I think the vast majority of your listeners think that's an appalling statement.
I think you're making an assumption for the vast majority of listeners.
Well, let's hear what they say. I think they'll be very quick to ring into Stephen's show. But could I just say, Stephen, the parallel about it being user content, if you provided a platform for people to ring in to express the sort of views that are on this site, you would cut them off immediately because there's a standard of decency that has to be applied in these circumstances because you know it would cause massive hurt and offence to tens of thousands of your listeners. Certainly a newspaper, Belfast Telegraph, the newsletter, etc., they would have to do the same. So why should Facebook be any different? Why? Because of user content. They are like to be so offensive
Facebook
to millions of people.
Facebook is not an editorial organisation. Facebook is a platform. It's different. Well, Jim, you know, if we're going to talk about offensive content on social platforms, I mean, you know, you've fallen foul of posting offensive content in the past few days.
Yes, and you know what I did? Immediately that appeared on my site, I deleted it, I blocked the user, and I issued an apology. And that's exactly what Facebook should be doing. Facebook, once they know that what they've allowed to happen is so offensive, they should do exactly the same, block it, stop it coming onto their portal, and issue an apology.